You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
A few months back, I had a thought. Well, more than a thought, the beginnings of a plan. But before I could even begin to piece together this plan, I wanted to take the temperature of my colleagues in the theater community. How do they feel about activism? Does it excite them? Does it scare them? And if so, why?
Activism terrifies me. I'm a middle-aged white male that looks like those kneeling on necks. I'm also a loudmouth that has a tendency to take over conversations. Between that and my lack of desire to instigate conflict, I am afraid of activism.
Great point.
Activism doesn't scare me. Marching, calling, writing, voting, listening, learning, having those tough conversations. But what does scare me a bit, and what I've been looking at in myself, are the more performative aspects of activism. The posting, the Instagramming, and wanting to get clear about the intentions behind it.
Yep.
Does activism scare me? Yes and no. As performers, we force ourselves to confront uncomfortable scenarios all the time. So this is just one more. As a smaller person, the group unity and larger function of it is amazing. And also makes me nervous. My own personal safety is more so at risk should something happen. I'm easily trampled and knocked down. That doesn't always come into play. However, it is something I'm constantly aware of when making choices of where to be or who to be with.
Absolutely. But what if I were to tell you that our inherent nature as theater people gives us stronger activism powers than most? And what if we could set these powers to an active plan that each of us held ourselves accountable for? And what if, come November, we hold the House, take the Senate, and win the presidency? I'm Eric Wioa, and come early July, this is exactly the plan we're going to set in motion on my new podcast, Do You Hear the People Sing? A Theater Person's Guide to Saving Democracy. Oh, and if you're here in hopes of re-electing Donald Trump to the presidency, you're in the wrong fucking place.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.